From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Albert Schweitzer, Le Grand Docteur, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Change of Circumstance. Icy rain fell as Albert Schweitzer trudged on. Following orders, he and his wife, Helene, were walking from the Port of the Moon in the heart of Bordeaux, France, 2 miles south to a building on a narrow road. Albert's hands were burning from the string wrapped around the package of important books he was carrying. But he was more concerned about his wife. They both wore thin linen clothing, suitable for equatorial Africa, but the temperature in Bordeaux was 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and Helene shivered uncontrollably. As they walked, passers-by jeered at them. At one point, Helene collapsed from exhaustion, or at least Albert hoped it was only exhaustion. He helped her up, wanting to believe they would be able to rest and recover and change into warm clothing when they got to their destination. At last, they arrived at the gate in front of a 2-story white stone structure. A guard told them it was to be their temporary prison until they were transferred elsewhere. The wrought iron gate slammed hard behind them as they walked up to the door of the building. After stepping inside, Albert's shoulders slumped. He and Helene were taken to a drafty room with bare stone walls and floors and no heating. Accustomed to the heat and humidity of living just below the equator, Albert felt as though they'd been dumped into a freezer. As days passed in the frigid conditions, Helene's cough grew worse. Albert could hear the telltale symptoms of tuberculosis. Then they both fell ill with dysentery, something Albert had taken great pains to avoid during his 4.5 years in Africa. Languishing in their cold room, Albert wondered where he and his wife would be transferred. Would they be separated, sent deeper into France, or worse, shipped to the rumored holding camp for enemy aliens in Egypt? He didn't know. He just hoped and prayed he and Helene could stay together. Sitting with his back against the wall and shivering, Albert reflected on his change of circumstance. He'd been a respected doctor, sent out by a reputable French missionary society to work in Africa. Now, he and his wife were detained enemy aliens in France. What madness had overtaken the world that led to his being held prisoner as an enemy of the country he loved? The one place Albert loved more than any other was Alsace, and he wondered if he would ever see his homeland again. Slowly, his mind drifted to memories of life growing up there.